Welcome to Everyday English with Erica and Elizabeth, the podcast series that explores how native speakers use English in everyday settings. Hi, I'm Erica. Welcome to episode 3. I'm joined today by Elizabeth, and today we're going to discuss small talk. Elizabeth, just what is small talk?
Well, Erica, small talk is informal, light conversation. Conversation that we use when we don't know somebody. We want to get to know them. So we start with something very informal and very neutral. So, Erica, why is small talk a topic for us to talk about today? Why is it important?
Well, Elizabeth, small talk is actually really important to create rapport, to create a good relationship with another person, whether that's in a social situation or at work. And it helps to develop a better connection. So you can start off, you know, just talking about the weather, or about a sports event that's happening at the time, anything that connects you and the other person. And then from there, you can move on to topics that interest you.
But it's true, isn't it, Erica, that many people have an aversion to small talk. They don't like it. They don't like the idea of small talk. Do you think that's the case?
Yes, that definitely is the case, whether native speaker or non-native speaker. A lot of people consider small talk to be frivolous and unnecessary, but that couldn't be further from the truth. In order to get to know somebody better, we have to start somewhere, right? We can't just, you know, talk to a stranger and talk about political issues or contentious issues. You can't just say, hi, what do you think of our current president, to a stranger, right? You have to find some way of connecting with them first. So whether that's talking about the weather or things that are going on at the company or something happening in the entertainment industry, even though a lot of people are averse to using small talk to connect, they have to realize what the actual intent is of small talk, and that is getting into a deeper conversation with someone to develop a relationship.
And it's also important that for anybody learning English, of course, to get to know the phrases and everything that they can use when making small talk. So now you will hear a conversation I had with one of my clients, Victor, who works in the health industry in Spain. He talks about his experiences of using small talk and how it is used in Spain. Welcome, Victor. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. Victor, what's the weather like where you are today?
Well, we are still kind of worried about the absence of raining around. We're looking forward to start the rainy weather because we are lacking of water in our reserves. You know what I mean?
So when did it last rain?
It's been raining a little bit for the last week, but it's not enough. We are kind of worried about this, Elizabeth, because there are no restrictions about water, right? Distribution, but it looks like if it doesn't rain soon, we may have some restrictions on wet and water supply.
Oh, that's interesting. Does this happen often?
Not really, but let me say that in the last few years, maybe it's becoming a little bit more common, you know? Maybe it's this change of climate or whatever, that we are getting less rain than we used to.
Well, thanks for that, Victor. This little conversation that myself and Victor have had here is an example of small talk, where we start off on a neutral topic and make some informal conversation.
And this can lead us into a longer conversation where we start discussing issues around climate change. So Victor, tell me, when you meet somebody for the first time, what do you say to them?
Well, Elizabeth, it's very common here in Spain that when we start a conversation with somebody that we first meet, okay, the first question that we think about doing is, for example, where is this person from? Okay, and when this question is answered, sometimes you get to the same question, okay? A second question that is, well, do you know this restaurant in your city or in your town? This is very common. Always talking about gastronomic issues, you know?
So in Spain, you would ask somebody about where they come from, and then you would start talking about food and restaurants.
Right, right. Restaurants, the experience about going to some place, to the town we are talking about, or wherever, there always comes out gastronomic uses, like restaurants, or typical dishes from the area, okay? That's very common.
That's really interesting, Victor. So what about if somebody is not from Spain, if they're from another country? What would you ask them, a similar question?
Maybe not, Elizabeth. If this person is from other country or where we are living, maybe we should start talking about what's the job of this person. Because when you talk about jobs, sometimes you may find something in common, okay, between this, no, between us, okay? So that may lead us to start or continue the conversation talking about jobs.
Yes, that's true, yes, because you can ask, what do you do? What is your work? Yes. What other topics might you talk about? Do you know of any others?
Well, yes, the other topics could be something important that is taking place at that precise moment. Don't you agree? Maybe when we talk to somebody during pandemic situation, I believe that many of the conversations were about coronavirus because or vaccines, no? Those topics that in certain moments are leading, you know, the news or the situation around.
Yes, exactly. Even though there might be more current affair topics, we would comment on them.
Right. Also getting to a point that you may get tired about talking about, you know, these same topics, you know, that really are really important in a precise moment, you know. Sometimes, in my opinion, I get tired about talking about, for example, coronavirus. I believe there are issues that should be talk about, but sometimes I get tired about those. Do you agree? The life is more than coronavirus or nowadays Ukrainian and war. I know that's important issues, but sometimes maybe we are forgetting about other issues that are also important.
Yes, and we get, we kind of move away from small talk then. We're going into more serious talk where we start talking about issues.
You're right.
So how would you change the subject, Victor? Do you have any little, what question might you ask to change the subject?
What I could say, Elizabeth, is I would try not to talk about my own job. This is something that sometimes you try to talk about because... But in my personal situation, sometimes I try to avoid that because then you don't disconnect from your own situation, you know? I rather talk about weather or work. Here in Spain, also, many people start the conversation about talking about soccer, you know?
Oh.
Soccer items are really important here in Spain also. Maybe it's also something that has in common with other countries.
Are you a soccer fan?
No, I'm not. That's why I try to avoid this topic.
Yes, of course. I try and just know what's happening, maybe who's playing, so I can say, oh, Did you watch the match? Did you see that Barcelona won? But no, I don't know anything about soccer, really, or football. Are there any sports that you would talk about? Because this is another common small talk topic, is sport.
Yes. Maybe sports or topics related to sports, you know, about these big stars that come from sports, okay, that are really famous, okay. This is something important that we sometimes talk about, you know, these professionals that they are working on the different sports that are really famous and with great earnings, okay. This is something that it's popular to talk about, don't you think so?
Yes, that's true. And film stars are another one, people who are in films, you know, famous people, yes. The idea of small talk is it's usually not very controversial, it's safe, they're safe topics to talk about.
Right.
And tell me, in Spain, do you think it's easy to have small talk, is it easy to make small talk in Spain, that people respond well, talk to strangers?
I would say that depending on the area, Elizabeth, there are areas more prone to talk about, you know, in this way, you know, about trivial topics, about or with people that you don't know that well. But there are some areas, for example, in our country, they are not so extroverted. So maybe depending on the region, it's easy. And there are other areas that it's not that easy because people is more, you know, not shy, but less prone to talk about, you know, with people that you don't know deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. More reserved. Yeah, that's true.
Yes, more reserved. That's the point.
How would you rate yourself, Victor? Do you think you make small talk easily or are you more reserved?
I would say I'm a little bit more reserved. I'm not that type of person that easily starts a conversation.
I can identify with that. I'm, you know, so I will respond, but not very good at starting conversations.
Right.
What about when you go to a conference? Do you talk about the conference, or would you talk about work, or would you talk about something else?
Well, that's a good question. And I believe this is something that should be explained, because I don't know if you agree or not, but when we are talking about ourselves, depending on where are you interacting, you will behave in a way or in another way. Maybe when you are in a situation like in a conference, the normal thing is to talk about different topics with people that you don't even know at all, okay? But when you are in your personal situation, it's when maybe you are not that, it's not that easy that you talk to people that you don't know that much. Do you agree?
Yes, exactly. I think what you're saying is that in a conference setting, in a work kind of setting, you're working at a professional level. The interaction is about building professional relationships, whereas outside of that, it's just, you know, it hasn't got that purpose behind it.
Right. And also, I would say that if you don't do so, it would also be a little bit awkward, you know, that you are in a conference and you are not, you know, in somehow interacting with the rest.
Yes, exactly. It kind of defeats the purpose a little bit of going to conference.
Exactly.
Because I can see, yeah, that's a nice distinction to make, actually, that, you know, when there is a purpose behind small talk, there's some reason for engaging in it, that you actually want to build a relationship with the people you're meeting.
Uh-huh.
Whereas in a personal situation, it doesn't matter so much. It's not quite so important.
I totally agree. I also have the experience that people that know me personally and professionally, they have surprises about how different I can be depending on who I am dealing with.
Yes, that's true. You find out some surprising information about people sometimes.
Right,
Well, thank you very much for that, Victor. It's really interesting.
It's been a pleasure. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Elizabeth. Or small talk to you, okay?
Small talk, yes. Make small talk, yes. So we will meet again and carry on with our small talk.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so that was what happened when I talked to Victor on his understanding of small talk and how he uses it in his everyday life. Erica, any thoughts on what he said?
Yes, Elizabeth, I found it really interesting how the conversation moved from more general to talking about more serious issues. For example, talking about water shortage and climate change. This is really an excellent example of how small talk starts off with a more general topic, the weather, and then it just moves on to a more serious topic. And as I said, you can't just say, you know, to somebody whom you don't know, you can't just say, oh, hello, my name's Erica. I'd like to talk to you today about climate change. I mean, that's just really strange. So that's why you do have to get started with the weather. Talk about something that you have in common. You're both experiencing the weather together, and then move on from there.
Exactly. Yes, it was quite noticeable how the topic of climate change kind of just evolved very naturally in the conversation. The other thing I noticed was Victor talked about the fact that in Spain, the topic of food is very common, of going out to eat, restaurants, types of dishes you have. Is that the case where you come from, Erica?
Oh, definitely. Food is always a favorite topic. So, for example, you might ask somebody, do you know any good restaurants in the area? And then they can give you some tips on where they like to eat, and you can get into a nice conversation about that.
Yes, that's true. And I suppose it brings out the point again that we were saying earlier, the small talk topics are fairly safe topics. They're not too controversial. They're easy for us to discuss. So they're perfect for starting off when we don't know somebody. The other thing that I noticed with Victor is that he talked about how the purpose of small talk can vary, so that when he was in a conference, for instance, small talk had a particular purpose there. What are your thoughts on that, Erica?
Yes, I agree. At a conference, you know, you may not know the person that you're talking to, but you do have one thing in common, and it's the fact that you're both at the same conference, right? And then you can ask the person how the conference is going, whether they've been to any presentations and what they thought of them. So it's a really good way to connect with a stranger, because you're not complete strangers since you're both at the same place, interested in the same topic.
Exactly. That's true. Yes, that's true. And I was just contemplating there some, say, with our clients, that if they're trying to make small talk in English, phrases that might help them in that. You know, there are kind of standard phrases, I suppose, that we might use to start off a conversation. Something like, at a conference, what do you think of the conference?
There might be a presentation that day, that afternoon, that you're particularly interested in, and you could connect with somebody. Maybe you're both getting some coffee and you meet up there and you say, oh, I'm really excited about the XYZ presentation this afternoon, and say a little bit about that. And that will encourage the other person also to respond.
Yes, a phrase I'll often use is, do you live here? Is this where you live? Like if I'm in a place, a new place, I might say, oh, do you come from here or do you live here? And this can start a conversation about, you know, where we come from, depending on how the person responds. Do you have any favorite opening phrases, Erica?
No.
You're probably like me. You're not a small talk person.
I think it really depends on the situation. So are you having a chat with somebody just before a meeting at your company? Then you'd probably want to start with a question about what's going on at the company. Have you heard about the new project that's in the works? Talk about that with them. Again, if you're at a conference, then, you know, talking about maybe the presentations. I really think it does depend on the situation. If it's in a social setting, it's really good to find what you both have in common. So let's say you're at a wedding and you don't know anybody at the wedding. You don't know any of the guests except for maybe the bride or the groom. Then you might ask the other person, well, how do you know the bride or the groom, and get started that way?
I will remember that next time I am at a wedding.
One of the things that people like to talk about here in the U.S. is sports. So especially football or baseball. I actually recommend this to my clients. Even if they don't know anything about American football or baseball, I highly recommend that they do learn about it and maybe just get a little bit involved, so that when one of the coworkers starts talking about it, you can at least have an inkling of an idea what they're talking about.
Yes, and of course, Victor referred to that the topic of sport and famous people. These are topics that we can often talk about, just as I said, to get a relationship going, to get a conversation started. Okay, that wraps up our discussion of small talk. Thank you all for listening. Erica, what have we got next for our listeners?
Well, Elizabeth, in our next episode, we're going to be talking about narratives, the stories that people tell about their experiences, whether that's in a professional setting or in a social setting. It's about giving an account of something, explaining, telling people about something that happened.
Great. Look forward to that. And don't forget, if you want to know more about us or get in touch with us, head to our website, proenglishsolutions.com. Or you can also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter. And so it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.